Metallica, Inner Sandman, the opening track on the Black Album, what is known as the Black Album. It's the self-titled fifth album from Metallica in 1991, a powerhouse album, not just in the genre of heavy metal and hard rock. I mean, we're talking just music in general. It sold more than 650,000 copies in its first week of release. It spent four consecutive weeks at the top of the Billboard 200 that summer of 91. Since then, it's gone on to sell about 16 million copies in the U.S. alone. And you got to attribute a lot of that to that opening track right there in Inner Sandman. You know, a lot of hardcore Metallica fans thought this album was kind of a betrayal to the sound that they had established in the first four albums. This was much more radio-friendly, but, you know, they were trying to evolve and bringing in producer Bob Rock. He had a heavy hand in that. It's funny, his son is actually the kid you hear in Inner Sandman doing the prayer along with James Hetfield. Keeping it going here, Vinyl Selection, the Black Album from Metallica in 91. It is Sad But True. Sad But True, Metallica, 106.9 The Eagle. It is Vinyl Selection playing the entire Black Album, the self-titled fifth album from 1991. I mentioned this was an interesting album for many reasons. They were changing a direction, going kind of more mainstream with this, with tracks like that opening track, Inner Sandman. You had The Unforgiven, Nothing Else Matters. A large part of the reason that this album had that different sound was producer Bob Rock. I mean, this is an established producer out of Canada. He'd worked with a lot of big names, but no names like Metallica. I mean, he'd been with Motley Crue. That was probably the closest. But then you had Bon Jovi, you had The Cult, Loverboy. It was kind of controversy when they brought him on, but they had their reasons for doing that. He had a track record of producing a certain sound that they needed, they wanted. Lars Ulrich told an interview in 2007, with Bob, we wanted a good mix. We wanted that big sound at the bottom end. And I don't care if that song is on a Bon Jovi record, a Cult record, or a Metallica record. That sound is the sound, and we needed that. Keep it going here. Vinyl Selection, the Black Album from Metallica, Holier Than Thou. The Unforgiven and Metallica, one of the two tracks that really sparked a difference in sound for Metallica on this Black Album, this fifth album. Specifically that one, The Unforgiven and Nothing Else Matters. James Hetfield wanted to have a different approach on a couple of tracks. He went to producer Bob Rock, said, you know, I've never really sang before. I've always just kind of yelled. And he wanted to capture those kind of moody, solemn vocals. And that's what he did with those two songs. In an interview with Bob Rock in 2015, he said, Hetfield played me a Chris Isaak record. He said, Nothing Else Matters in The Unforgiven. I want to sing. How do you sing like this? And I think they captured that pretty well. At least with that one, The Unforgiven. We'll get to Nothing Else Matters next, or later. But first, it's Wherever I May Roam. Wherever I May Roam, Metallica, the Black Album, that fifth self-titled album. We're covering it right now, spinning it in its entirety. It is Vinyl Selection. My name is Ricky Aaron. Appreciate you hanging out. I've been talking about how they brought in Bob Rock to do this album. It's an interesting decision. It was a controversial decision because Bob Rock wasn't a Metallica fan. He didn't like their first four albums, which was interesting. They brought him in for one reason and one reason only. He was proved capable of providing a certain powerful mainstream sound that they wanted. That he did with Motley Crue, he had done with Aerosmith, he had done with Loverboy and The Cult. But to say the recording process and the sessions went peachy and smooth, no, couldn't be further from the truth. They were always getting in arguments with Bob Rock over the recording process, the sound of the songs, the quality of the lyrics. In an interview with Kirk Hammett that I find hilarious, it was in 2003, he said, the first thing he told me was that he felt that we had never made a record that was up to his standards. That was a bit of a battle cry. We had never been challenged before, and nobody ever really said, well, you can also do it this way, or you can, you know, try it in a different key. They said, why don't you get out of here, man, and leave us alone. We'll do the music. You just get us that bass sound that you did for Motley Crue. We'll take care of the rest. I love that. Keep it going here. Don't Tread on Me, the Black Album, Vinyl Selection. .969 The Eagle, that was Through the Never, Metallica, the Black Album, that self-titled fifth album from 1991. I mentioned there was a couple of songs that marked a huge departure from their usual sound, The Unforgiven and this one, Nothing Else Matters. And it's interesting, it was August 13th, 1990, that Metallica recorded the demo for Nothing Else Matters. What's interesting is this is one of the few tracks that features James Hetfield on the guitar. He had played this song himself, recorded it on a cassette tape. Lars Ulrich heard it, convinced the band that it needed to be on this album. That's when he went and did the acoustic intro and the bluesy guitar solo himself, which is great, makes it one of the few songs that Kirk Hammett doesn't actually play on. It's funny, though, because if you watch the music video, Kirk Hammett's all over it, just not in the actual track. Here's Nothing Else Matters. .1069 The Eagle vinyl selection covering the entire Black Album from 1991, Metallica. It's an interesting time period behind the scenes. You know, when they were making this album, 75% of the group was going through changes in their personal life. Three out of the four members, divorces while making this album. You had this kind of dark, bluesy, almost depressing sound in the overall sound. And I can promise you it was not because of Bob Rock. There was an interview with Kirk Hammett in Playboy in 2001. He said, Lars, Jason, and I were going through divorces, talking about bassist Jason Newsted. He said, I was an emotional wreck. I was trying to take those feelings of guilt and failure and channel them into the music to get something positive out of it. Jason and Lars were too, and I think that has a lot to do with why the Black Album sounds the way it does. Take this song, for example. It's A Friend of Misery. A Friend of Misery, Metallica, the Black Album, the fifth self-titled album from Metallica, which we've been covering and spinning in its entirety for vinyl selection this week. We're going to wrap it up here. I've been talking about this album and all the factors that played into it and made it what it was. The surprises, the controversies, the battles. I think when you actually look at it and examine this album from beginning to end, I think what it did was appeal to everybody. You know, it had the heavy metal headbangers that traditional Metallica fans really loved and gravitated to, whether it was Of Wolf and Man or Don't Tread on Me, Sad But True, up there at the beginning of the album. And then it also had kind of the more contemporary hard rock, radio-friendly songs, whether it was, you know, The Unforgiven, Nothing Else Matters, even Inner Sandman in there as well. It drew everybody in, and this was a time when grunge was up and coming and kind of squeezing the 80s guys out. Metallica couldn't be silenced by that new wave of grunge coming in. Wrapping it up here, The Struggle Within, Metallica, the Black Album for vinyl selection. My name is Ricky Aaron. I appreciate you hanging out. We'll do it all over again next week. See ya.